News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Hoping you're having a good start to your morning so far. So why not? Let's talk about money. And I've got a money expert in the house because, hey, this is the Pensacola expert panel. And our expert this morning is Trevor Odom with Armada Advisors, the financial advisors. How you doing?
Doing well, Meg. Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad you're here. I know that folks have a lot of questions. So if you have some questions about the market, what's happening, about investing, maybe your financial situation, should I, shouldn't I, text it in this morning at 850-437-1620, because that's what Trevor does. He's really good at it. You've been all over the world, is my understanding, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. So he has a not just the Pensacola outlook, not just Florida, but think bigger than even that. You've been where? In Europe, I believe?
I lived and worked in Milan, Italy for a while. I've also been blessed to live in Germany.
Uh-huh.
I speak fluent German and Spanish as well.
Ah, ach du lieber.
Yeah, good.
That's about it. That's about all I know. So tell us a little bit about Armada Advisors and your role with the company. I know that your father is here as well. He comes in to visit us every once in a while.
So Armada Advisors was founded in 2009 by my father, Wesley Odom. He has over 30 years of investment experience, from helping people from IRAs to wealth management to legacy planning. We're holistic financial planning, meaning, like, you know, nobody's a pie chart. Everybody's a unique individual. We don't put anybody in any general strategies. Like in most financial advisors, we don't sell annuities or get commissions. We're a fee-only based advisor.
It seems like they have these formulas or these sort of package plans that
exactly.
It doesn't really take into consideration what your individual needs might be.
Exactly. I mean, most people, when they have a 401k at their company, mm-hmm. you know, they get the advisor to talk to, and that advisor could care two craps about them.
Right.
He just, like, says, okay, you're going to be an aggressive portfolio. You're 25. Well, mm-hmm. you know, if you're 25, you know, you have so much money. It's like, well, what do you want to do? What's your plan? And so we sit down and talk through all the steps, provide you different scenarios based on, you know, different contributions, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what sets us apart from, you know, other people, is we actually, you know, we're a fiduciary. We act in the best interest of our clients instead of, you know, just putting people in a pie chart and trying to get as much money from them.
Right, right. No, and it makes a big difference to have that consultation. And I'm assuming, just from talking to you and your father, that you really are partners with your clients, not just somebody that they come to once a month. You actually partner with them and talk to them about what they need.
Exactly.
I think that makes a big difference.
I mean, we really believe our philosophy, you know, everybody's an Armada, because we got our name from the Spanish Armada of 1588
oh.
when they failed and attacked England. But of all the ships that attacked, only a few were lost because they were all an Armada. And
uh-huh.
the same ideas with investing, that people stay together, they'll ride through the storm, and the people who try to go off and do it on their own will end up sinking or something
oh,
like
wow.
that.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that's where you got the name from. That's
exactly.
That's very profound, Trevor.
I did not come up with the name.
Very profound, but true. 850-437-1620. If you've got a question for Trevor this morning. And my first question is, how are we doing? Because everything feels to be a little topsy-turvy the last few weeks as far
sure.
as what's happening in the world. So not to get into any of that, but let's avoid that. However, can you give us a sense of, with your advisors, or is your phone ringing off the hook? Are people concerned?
We've had a lot of phone rings. We've had a lot of concerns. I mean, I know last pep talks, we've had a lot of people ask questions. You know, but I'm an optimist. I'm not a pessimistic person, no matter who the president is, because I love our country. I believe in our country. Mm-hmm. I believe in the American dream. I'm a proud member of the Coast Guard Reserve, and, you know, I fought to help, or I'm not fighting and not deployed, obviously, but,
right,
you know,
but
I'm serving to help make America last another 250 years.
Thank you for your service,
I appreciate
by the way.
It.
We appreciate you.
But, you know, when you look at the market, I've had so many calls, you know, it's, oh my gosh, what do you think about it? It's going to be bad. And a lot of people are just reading off the emotional news on CNN mm-hmm. and Fox News. Doesn't matter where you're getting it from. But they're not really looking at the nitty gritty. I mean, if you look at the market as a whole right now, I looked at it yesterday, and the market's just barely down today. The market, when we say the market, we're talking about the S&P 500.
Explain that for some folks that maybe don't really understand what you mean by the market.
Sure. So the market really consists of three major indexes, which are the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500. The Dow Jones is what gets most of the attention, it seems, on the news, because it drops the most typically. But people fail to realize the Dow Jones only has 30 companies in them. They're the 30 largest companies in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So the S&P is really 500 of the largest companies. So that's what, when financial advisors, when we talk, say the market, we talk about the S&P 500 because that's the most reliable, you know, the biggest picture of the United States.
Right.
The NASDAQ is more tech heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's important. It's a high growth, but it's not like, it's not a reference as much when people say the market is going mm-hmm. down.
But so in a way, is it like, using the kids' tech term, is it kind of a screenshot of each segment?
You could say that, but it just, there's also more stuff that's not tech on there. But mm-hmm. that's where a lot, like NVIDIA, you know, Tesla, you see all that type of stuff in the NASDAQ.
In the NASDAQ, okay.
But I can't remember off the top of my head. There's so many companies, I can't remember all 500 on the S&P 500.
Come on, Trevor, aren't you prepared for this interview?
No, but, you know, the market's only down 1.5% year to date. And so even despite, you know, all the tension going on in Iran, the mm-hmm. oil fields getting attacked, you know, mm-hmm. vice versa. I mean, I'm seeing on the news 90 plus targets attacked on Karg Island over there on the TV.
Oh, I can't even look at the headlines anymore. So,
you know, at the same time, whether you agree with the president, whether you agree with the country, you know, at the end of the day, we're all Americans. We also want what's best. You know, we can't always choose what's happening in the world, mm-hmm. but we need to pray for success and pray for the success of those people who are flying those missions and everything.
Absolutely. So we got a question already coming in on our text line. And if you have a question for Trevor about your finances, perhaps, 850-437-1620. The question is, I am 44 years old and I have about $15,000 in a traditional IRA at a bank. What can I do with it to earn more money?
First of all, I would recommend getting it out of a bank. Bank IRAs are very fishy. They don't really provide any guidance unless you're a high net worth individual. But ultimately, if you only have that much, first you need to reevaluate, how are you saving for retirement? Are you putting any contributions in there, or just once in a blue moon? Whether mm-hmm. that's cutting off DoorDash like twice a month to put $100 in there, or whether it's, you know, looking at your long-term savings. But the best advice I can give to anybody just starting out or you know, only has a little bit amount of money, is put it in the S&P 500. The S&P over the last 30 years has averaged 10% returns
really?
Over time.
Okay.
And so, you know, that's probably the safest bet for most people that don't really know or don't want to trust a financial advisor. And that's like, you know, my big free advice for anybody who's just mm-hmm. starting out, doesn't know where to go, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some people who have more complicated financial situations, and that's where we come involved, because we're able to sit down, like I spend day in and day out analyzing people's finances, financial plans, and making sure that, you know, they leave their legacy how they want to on this world.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like to me, just from what I've read in recent years, there's much more emphasis now on investing, especially now because of the question mark around Social Security. And so I have to wonder, is it ever too late to start?
No. I mean, there's definitely times where if you still later you start, the more, you know, you'll have to put in. For example, you know, somebody who starts at age 25 will have a lot, like 30, 40 plus years to mm-hmm. invest in the market. While somebody who starts at 55, you're not going to see that return unless you put huge amounts of money in the market.
And be real aggressive with your choices.
There's a Fidelity study that the average American had about $32,000, if I remember correctly, in their 401k when they retired.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked up the other day for a client. Right now, the average American makes $2,000 a month in Social Security, and 40% of Americans are on Social Security solely in retirement.
Yeah.
So the question I have to all of y'all is, and they're listening right now, is like, do you think that $2,000 a month when you're 65 will help you live the life that you want to live?
No.
If not, that's why you should give me a call so we can start your journey today.
That's right. That's why you see so many retirees working, by the way.
Exactly.
People can't afford to not work at this point.
That, but also there's also some retirees, and I have some clients that just can't stand sitting at home.
Well, that's true, too.
That's going to be me when I retire, to be honest.
Same way, trust me. Same way. We're talking with Trevor Odom with Armada Advisors, financial advisors that can help you this morning. Maybe you have a question. Feel free to send it in. 850-437-1620. So looking at this market now, you're saying that I guess it was 1.5% down overall since January. That's not bad.
That's not bad at all, considering, you know, we've had such volatility. But, you know, what we've been doing, I mean, certain clients have risk tolerances. We actually are shorting oil for certain clients
mm-hmm.
because we believe, you know, there's some opportunity. Maybe these high prices aren't going to be there forever.
So that's interesting. When you say shorting oil, what do you mean?
So typically you mean oil, say at $100 a barrel, I'll just mm-hmm. pick an easy reference,
mm-hmm.
and it goes down to $90 a barrel. If you you short oil, you sell it at 90 or at 100 and then buy it back at 90. So you make that $10 profit.
Gotcha. Okay. No, that makes sense.
Or you can buy in an ETF and not have to worry about that crazy stuff. And that's typically what we do, because most clients don't have the true risk tolerance to actually short something like that. So ETF, a short ETF, like a ProShares short ETF, is typically what we've used in the past.
Interesting.
We've done the same with silver. I had some clients that shorted silver with an ETF, and they made 60+% returns.
Okay. So when someone just texted in, so what company is a sure thing?
There's no such thing as a sure thing.
I'm laughing because that sounds like my father.
That's what sets us apart as financial advisors from other people, because most people just look into mutual funds. We actually look at companies and their financials. We're more fundamentalists. We look at whether they're making money, how are they, are their assets, how much debt do they have. Everybody's right now, the hot stock is still NVIDIA. I love NVIDIA. I think it's going to be here for the next 10+ years. One stock that we've held for over a decade at this point has been Amazon.
Interesting.
Because everybody and their mother uses Amazon, literally. I jokingly tell my clients that, if I could probably work from home with how much my girlfriend orders from Amazon.
I'm afraid to ask.
But ultimately, investing is like how Warren Buffett says. Too many people are looking for the next hot stock, the next item. What we do is we look at buying the company. Why are we buying the company? Is it because we believe they're going to have phenomenal earnings, or do we believe in the product? Amazon, we believe in the product, the method, Amazon Prime, how they deliver that. I mean, it's a phenomenal business model. And so that's what we look at when we invest in stocks. So what we do is we create unique custom portfolios, like your own fund manager. And you get to see that in real time instead of just having a few Fidelity mutual funds, Vanguard, Total Stock Index, whatever. And so that way you actually get to see how it's done. And we try to connect our clients with their investments so they see why we're investing and what we're investing in.
And that makes sense. And that would, I assume, give your clients peace of mind.
It does.
To understand the strategy.
Everybody tells me, oh, I'm a high risk taker, but God forbid the market goes down and people still freak out. And the best advice I tell all my clients, the less you look at your portfolio, the more better mental health you have.
I don't understand that. Okay, got another question that just came in. 850-437-1620. This is a good one, Trevor. It says, what are the dangers of private credit defaults in the market?
Well, first of all, I remember there was some big First Republic Bank and SBB, I believe, a few years ago. I think 23, I can't remember the exact, it's just been a while. But I remember they defaulted, like the banks were defaulting and vice versa. And everybody was freaking out because they thought it was going to be 2008 all over. And so, first of all, you have to look at who is defaulting, what's their market cap, how much do they have in the stock market, what's their customer base, what is their result going to be on the American economy. In these banks, for example, they were really regional banks, like, a few states. And it's like if Panera defaulted tomorrow. I mean, they're not a public bank or whatever.
Right.
But I mean, it's like,
as a credit
union. Is it sad? Like, yes, it's sad. If Navy Fed defaulted, is it sad? But it's not. It's still a regional bank. Navy Federal is not, like, extremely. They're a credit union still. However, if it was, like, J.P. Morgan, Citibank, Wells Fargo, like, some of the largest bank names in the country, then I would start to be worried about the market, because that means there's something underlying. And so that's what people need to look out for when companies go defunct, go bankrupt. You need to take it in the big picture. If Amazon went bankrupt, my gosh. If NVIDIA went bankrupt, the whole world economy would crash probably right now.
Really? That's
because
so
it's
interesting.
Because there's so much hype about it.
That's interesting. So great question that you just asked. It makes me think, too, when you're talking about credit and defaulting, that I think there's crazy numbers about how many Americans now are living on credit. How does that affect the market?
Not really too much because, it does, but it doesn't. Really, if we're looking at, yes, you are correct. There's more Americans living on credit debt than there
have ever. I saw a number recently. I don't remember.
It's over like $1.2 trillion at this point.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But however, people fail to realize is that credit and debt can be a good thing in small amounts.
Okay.
But it's also, what is that debt in? Is it in cars? Is it in houses? Credit card. What's that credit card debt? Is it, how much the interest rate? And they don't tell you what percentage people pay it off,
Right.
And so it really depends. It doesn't really affect the market long term because the market doesn't look at credit card debt really because it's more of a temporary thing.
Interesting.
Because the market's pricing in more long term debt, like the debt of Amazon. If it had a huge amount of debt that it couldn't pay back, and the bank started calling it.
Right.
I mean, the economy prices in U.S. Every now and then the debt that we can't pay off treasury bonds or to another country. We can't pay off our national debt. Comes in every so often, but it's not a huge factor.
Okay, quick question here for you, 850-437-1620. Publix is not public, is it?
No, Publix is not a publicly traded company, and I've been fortunate to analyze their stock, see some of their financials through mm-hmm. some clients that have worked at Publix and have Publix stock. I caution everybody to be very careful when you invest in private equity, private shares, because Publix can say, hey, our stock's $10, and it trades marginal. But then, you know, halfway through the year, say, hey, we made a lot more money. We think our stock's $11, when they really set the price stock. And so I would recommend strongly about if you get an employee stock options plan, which is, you know, buying shares at a discount price, I would say, hey, is this a publicly traded company or is this a privately traded company? Mm-hmm. Because public is never, it's employee owned theoretically because it's a, you know, private company. And it's, I don't think it's ever going to go public. So you really need to, publics.
I know. The alliteration here.
But you got to be really careful when you go into these private stocks because mm-hmm. they can, the company sets the price. It's not the market. It's not any market driven factors. There's no real true financials that are public knowledge. Mm-hmm. So it's really good to be careful about any investment that you go into.
Well, it's clear to me that you're so knowledgeable, Trevor, about all of this, and having that international viewpoint, I think, also helps. What has been the biggest advantage, I think, for you to have that, have worked in Italy and Germany and seen the market outside of the U.S.? How does that help you?
I went to Johns Hopkins, and I'm in Bologna campus back in 2021, 2020, and I was very lucky to be able to see, you know, meet a lot of wonderful people from all over the world, hear a lot of diverse opinions. Mm-hmm. I really think that helped me mold me into the man I am today. It's helped me see things from an international perspective and really analyze risk. Because, I mean, when, for example, like the Gulf of Hormuz closure, like the world's freaking out about it.
Right.
And gas prices, sure, they're increased, but it's all because of emotion. We make more gas and gasoline in the United States than all the OPEC countries combined.
Really?
Yeah. What do we do with all that gas? We export it.
Interesting.
Instead of giving it back for Americans. So if Congress and the president really ever got together and say, hey, we're stopping all oil exports to other countries and focused it for Americans, gas prices would be so cheap here. But no Congress or president has been willing to do that.
Wow. Okay. Now I'm going to have to think about that for a minute. That's very
interesting. When you go fill up at 369 later today, you'll think about it.
I'll be thinking of you. Talking with Trevor Odom with Armada Advisors, 850-437-1620. And I asked this question of you last time you were here, but I think someone new might be listening, and they've been sitting on this money their whole life, and now they have it came into some money, and they have $100,000 to invest. Where do you start?
Well, I mean, the first thing is you give me a call, 850-497-6167. And, you know, I had a client a year or two ago who had the same thing. She's like, I just got a nice large inheritance. Mm-hmm. It's been sitting in a savings account making 0.003%.
Right.
And so I'm like, you know, at the very least, I can help you at least get 3%, if not more. I mean, a lot of people are scared to do annuities. We have a strategy. We invest in investment-grade bonds mm-hmm. that returns higher than an annuity, and you have the liquidity, and you're not paying thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on fees. I mean, your average 10-year annuity over time, you pay between $40,000 to $60,000 in fees.
Wow.
Off $100,000.
Wow. So how do annuities work?
Annuities, like, you know, there's so many different annuities. Like, there's not enough time to go into them. But the general idea is that they're for risk-averse people, mm-hmm. And they give you a guaranteed fixed return a year. The average is really from 3% to 7%. Sometimes, if you're lucky, 11%. A lot of them have a buffer now, which, you know, if the market goes down, you know, 10%, 20%, 30%, you're not going to lose anything. But if the market goes up 20%, you're capped at like 11, for example. Mm. So who's keeping all that money? The annuity company. So say you're $100,000 that you invested and year one makes a 20% return.
Right.
Theoretically, you should have $120,000.
Correct.
What happens, though, is say you're capped at 10% returns, you only have $10,000 instead of $20,000 because the annuity company kept the other 10.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you come work with a financial advisor like Trevor Odom of Armada Advisors, you know, and you make 20% return, you keep that 20% return. You just pay us your annual assets under management fee.
Mm-hmm.
We don't charge these hidden fees. All our fees are fully disclosed, and annuities love to make it. When you're ready to have an annuity, all these annuity companies will load off so much paperwork on you to scare you from ever trying to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But we've helped so many clients. I specialize in reading annuity paperwork.
Interesting.
To get
people
out of those useless investments.
Great. Okay. This is a fun question. Do U.S. savings bonds still exist?
Yes, they're not really common. Most people have moved to treasury bonds.
I remember my grandmother had U.S. savings bonds in a at her bank in a little, what are those, security box.
Yep.
Remember those?
I do. We actually have helped some people redeem U.S. savings bonds.
Really?
Like, so it happens every few years.
I didn't
know
if they're still around, you know.
Somebody brings in, hey, my dad died, or somebody like grandpa, whatever, and we open a safe, and sure enough.
That's exactly right.
We have we have some contacts at Fidelity. There's still a department that does that stuff.
No kidding.
We're able to redeem them. They're a pain in the butt to deal with because they're just bucks. They're right. Still around. They're just not, you know, everyday things.
Okay. Great questions coming in. 850-437-1620. Here's a good one. Are you a fiduciary, and what is that?
So I am a fiduciary. All of our advisors at Armada Advisor are fiduciaries. Fiduciaries are legally required. The definition is you're legally required to act in your client's best interest. Mm-hmm. Most financial advisors are not fiduciaries.
That's so interesting. How could they not be, though?
Because the financial advisor term is used so loosely these days. There's not any really real regulation on it.
Really?
So it's always important whether you do business with us or any other financial advisor. The first question you should ask is, are you a fiduciary? Because if they say yes, that means they're legally required to act in your best interest. Now, I know people claim, you know, you don't know if you didn't do what I wanted to. Well, it's like, you know, you don't have to take my advice.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do it ultimately what you want is your money.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what you have to think of sometimes.
Right, right. Interesting. Okay, so you are that.
I am a fiduciary, yes, ma'am.
Okay, great question. So we only got a couple minutes left, Trevor, with the market as it is and things that are happening now. What can you leave our listeners with this morning?
You know, we've had a lot of calls the other day, and, you know, I'm young. I'm only in my late 20s. And, you know, when I look for a task, especially long term, I want somebody who's an advisor or a person for anything who's worried more about my retirement than their own retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And so I say that to people looking at, you know, financial advisors, like, are you looking for the financial advisor that you're looking at? Is he more worried about their retirement or yours? And so, you know,
good question.
It's really important because there's so many people in the financial advisor and has been here 40, 50 plus years and just don't want to leave because, you know, some people think it's an easy job. But
mm-hmm.
if it's too easy, you're not doing your job right.
Right.
But ultimately, I say, you know, my concluding, you know, thought is America, we've been through a lot of ups and downs in our 250 year history.
Mm-hmm.
But if you pull a market up all the way back to the 1920s, you know, the market's only gone upward. And so never bet against America, as Warren Buffett says. I mean, if you put $100 in the S&P 500 or 1,000, I can't remember the calculation. It's been a while, but I think if it was today, it would have been like worth several million dollars. So that's like the market clearly hasn't dropped and mm-hmm. the bottom falling out.
But it does fluctuate. So.
It does.
Okay, one last question when we sneak this one in. I have a $50 savings bond from the mid-90s. All I have is the paper stating that without a phone number to retrieve it. I guess the question is, how do I cash it in?
First, if it's at a bank, you know, I would go and talk to your bank first.
Mm-hmm.
They're the first step, and they can out you in the right direction. Then I recommend, you know, you look at a financial advisor. But it's honestly like it's going to probably cost more money. I hate to say it, to redeem that amount of money than not.
Okay, all right. Well, that's good and bad news, I guess.
Yes, yeah, so it's good. It's one thing if you say, like, I found $10,000 in savings bonds that mm-hmm. like hasn't been redeemed.
Oh boy!
And then it's like, you know, worth but $50. Like it's not gonna have grown that much.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you got to really do the cost analysis. I recommend reaching out to a bank specialist at your bank.
Okay, very good. All right, we've been talking this morning with Trevor Odom. He and his father are with Armada Financial Advisors. And if you would give us your contact information, and is there a fee to come in and have a consultation?
There's no fee to have an initial consultation. Some people want us to do just holistic financial planning, and that's it, and not use us as a financial advisor. So we do charge an hourly rate for that if it's more than, you know, what we are able to provide in the first meeting. But
mm-hmm.
It's just really we tailor ourselves to the unique needs of every client.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody's unique. Nobody's a pie chart. And, you know, we treat everybody as an individual with their own goals.
Well, I'm guessing you have some people that say, okay, here it is, take care of it, and you never hear from them.
I have other
people that come in and want to talk to you almost every day.
I have one client who he told me once, like, I only want you to call me once a year unless something really bad has happened. And so I honor that client's wishes.
And those,
I have other ones who call, you know, every month or every week. So.
Okay. All right. Talking with Trevor Odom. Really interesting this morning, Trevor. Thank you for coming in to Pep Talk, where our experts are found here in Pensacola. And give your contact info one more time.
850-497-6167 or visit www.armadaadvisors.com.
Okay. Thank you so much, Trevor and Armada Advisors, for being here this morning. This is Pep Talk, your place to find the experts.
Thank you for having me.